Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is called The Monkey. It's directed by Osgood Perkins, written by Osgood Perkins, based off the short story by Stephen King, also called The Monkey. So we'll put Stephen King down as a writer as well. Starring Theo James as both Hal and Bill, Christian Convery as young Hal and Bill, and Colin O'Brien as Petey. The plot of the movie is when twin brothers Bill and Hal find their father's old monkey toy in the attic, a series of gruesome deaths start. The siblings decide to throw the toy away and move on with their lives, growing apart over the years. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of The Monkey?
For as much hype and marketing as this movie had, I honestly wasn't as floored as I thought it was going to be, especially where this is based on a Stephen King short from 1980, as you just said. Osgood Perkins is becoming one of my favorite directors in the thriller horror genre, though. And we were just talking, he was in fucking Legally Blonde.
Yep.
Wild.
Didn't even dawn on me. Now, like, when I see his photo, I'm like, oh, okay, I see it now.
But obviously, you and I both love Long Legs, like, a lot. And then this movie, I feel like they started talking about not too long after that. And I absolutely loved his other film, The Black Coat's Daughter. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that yet.
Definitely, either you should watch it or we should review it.
I'm all about it. I've remembered you talking about it before. I haven't gone out of my way to check it out yet. So I'll put it on my list of movies to watch. Obviously, I'm going to watch our movies this week that we're going to be reviewing. But if I have time, I'll fucking throw that on. I'm always looking for something to watch it, like, in the meantime.
Yeah, that is a mindfuck of a movie.
Like, I was just watching the Evil Dead remake earlier as I was eating dinner.
Yep.
Great movie.
I can't wait for Burn.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about Evil Dead Rise. I'm talking about that remake in, what, 2013, maybe? I might be getting my years wrong.
2013.
Oh, I was right. Okay. Yeah, the 2013 Evil Dead, which I thought was great. I liked how they did that flip-flop where instead of, like, a male lead as Ash, it was, you know, the girl being basically Ash. And the blood in that movie is fucking out of control.
I remember that.
Especially when it's raining blood and she's got a, like, chainsaw through the friggin' entity's mouth and it's just blood everywhere. I don't think I've seen as much blood in my entire life in a movie. I think that fucking takes the cake.
Okay. I got to go back and watch it. I don't think I've seen it since it came out, honestly. I remember going to theaters to see it.
Yeah. It still holds up. It's great.
All right.
But yeah, let's talk about the actual monkey movie as opposed to going off on a tangent 30 seconds into this podcast.
Little do they know, we've been ranting for like 45 minutes about nothing since
nothing
before
related
we hit the record
to...
button.
Yeah, before we even hit the record button, nothing related to the podcast whatsoever. We were talking about a guy catching a baseball in his funnel kick.
Yeah, this happened today at Fenway Park.
It looked like a catcher's mitt.
He caught a baseball with a $40 piece of fried dough.
Oh, good for him. So initially, I was thinking that this was going to be a remake of Monkey Shines from the 80s. And then as I'm watching, I'm like, no, definitely not. And I made sure when I was kind of like looking on Google, like, is this a remake? Definitely not a remake of Monkey Shines the slightest bit. Now, the other thing that I was thinking of was I was expecting something darker and with more of a serious tone. This was ridiculous. It was a horror comedy, in my opinion.
Okay, I just realized something.
What's that?
What if the monkey and long legs are in the same universe?
What do you mean?
I was just looking
at... How is that in the same universe? Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just looking at the poster for both movies.
Okay.
The text is the same color, shade of red, and in the same font.
What if, ready, that long legs has a side gig where he makes monkeys? He just makes dolls, right? That's his thing. He makes dolls, but then he's like, you know what? I'm going to make some toys on the side, make a few extra deaths. And that's his thing. Maybe that's his side gig. You know, everyone's got to have a side gig. And, you know, he just wanted to kind of expand his horizons a little bit.
Dude, it would be crazy if this ends up happening.
I would be all about it, man.
Because, the monkey movie, I mean, we both saw how it ended. We'll get there, but... They kind of left it wide open.
They really did. I personally liked it a lot. I mean, it wasn't like a fucking amazing movie, but I'm watching this and I'm having a good time. It did eventually go a bit off the rails, though.
Yes.
Kind of like our tangents.
Yep. And that's kind of where my rating suffered.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. But if you didn't take that into account, I thought it was a fun movie to watch. So
it was. I definitely loved all the kills. Like every single kill was really creative and funny.
It was hilarious. The first kill in the movie was completely upset.
Dude just getting his fucking intestines ripped out.
Yeah, let's go back and give a little background of this ridiculous kill because Adam Scott did a little cameo.
Everything right now.
Good for him.
I've heard his voice on like car commercials or some insurance commercials or something.
You probably have. That dude is all over the place at the moment and good for him.
Yep.
I started watching Severance. Mm-hmm. I started watching Severance and I think I mentioned this to you before is that I'm not really getting into it.
No, we started it. I think we watched 2 or 3 episodes and we haven't gone back to it.
No. I mean, I watch it. And I go, I don't like this too much because I feel like this is my life.
Yep. Go to work and you're basically in one universe and then you leave and you're in another one.
Yeah, I'm still in the same universe every day. Like I'm pretty much at my desk 18 hours a day between work and like, you know, doing other activities. But yeah, I saw that and I'm like, I don't know. I relate a little bit too much to this show. So I haven't really been digging it.
Yeah.
It's just not really working for me. But there are other shows, like I tend to watch it at night, and I really shouldn't because it's a fucking hour long, and then like it gives me really fucked up dreams.
So Daredevil, I don't know if you're watching the current season. Are you?
No,
are you?
I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh, okay. So the new episodes come out on Tuesday nights of every week at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, God.
So I usually stay up and watch it. But yeah, 10 p.m., to go on a streaming service? Are you fucking kidding me?
Bullshit. It's too late. I've noticed that, though, for The Studio, which is one I've been watching and fucking loving.
That's the new Seth Rogen one, right?
Oh, it's so fucking good.
I've actually heard that from several different people.
It is chaos. It is absolute chaos of a TV show.
What's it called? The Studio?
The Studio. He becomes a studio executive.
Okay.
And it's just insanity. Like, everyone wants everything from him, and he's trying to be everyone's best friend, and there's just hijinks all over the place. But I'm going to jump back into this. I'm just going to stay there. Watch it. It's great. I know you don't like Seth Rogen, but it's fun as hell.
Okay.
I'm all about fun watches. That's a fun watch. The monkey is a fun watch. Now, this kill that I wanted to talk about, and we see Adam Scott just out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't realize he was in this movie. Small-ass role.
Yep.
He plays the kid's dad. He's a pilot, and he comes across this monkey. And the monkey is basically, it's just that. It's a monkey holding drums, and he's got drumsticks. And he just kind of, like, his arms go up and down when people are about to die. So he's trying to sell it at a pawn shop, and the guy is like, well, it's broken, blah, blah, blah. And he's trying to do everything to really talk him down in price, and he's just trying to get rid of the fucking thing. So the monkey's arms start moving, hitting the drums, and then out of nowhere, a harpoon fell over, arrow shot out right through the stomach of the pawn shop owner, and it hits the wall. And he's just looking down like, what the hell just happened? And then out of nowhere, the thing gets sucked back.
Intestines flying at the screen.
And his intestines are just coming out, and he's just kind of looking at it. And just like, what the fuck? And obviously just dies from there. He just goes down. So this is when Adam Scott's character, I can't remember the name of his actual character off the top of my head, but...
Captain Petey Shelbourne.
Thank you, Captain Petey Shelbourne. So Captain Petey Shelbourne finds a flamethrower also at the pawn shop, and he tries to set this thing on fire, and it doesn't get destroyed at all. It kind of like melts, but almost like it just grows a new layer of skin because you can't destroy this thing.
Mm-mm.
Now,
the curse lives
really
forever.
We don't ever really get a background on the monkey as well. We don't know where it came from.
Yeah, we'll find that out in the long leg sequel.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like Talk to Me, where we don't know where that hand came from. We just know there's some spiritual shit to it.
Maybe they're going to talk about that in his new movie. Bring Her Back. Did you see the trailer for that?
And not yet.
It legitimately looks scary.
Is that a sequel for Talk to Me?
Not the sequel, but it's directed by the Filippo brothers, which also did Talk to Me.
Oh.
It's just okay. their new project.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you got to check that out. It looks fucking scary.
Hey,
I'm going to send it to
you. I love myself a scary movie. We don't have them all that much. There's some where I'm like, oh, fuck. And, you know, kind of catches me off guard.
Yeah.
But nothing that is like purely terrifying. I don't remember the last time I was like actually terrified by a movie, but I'm also fucking sick.
So oh.
I'm just like, huh, that's awesome.
That sounds like a challenge.
It is a good challenge. That's a very good challenge. So maybe if anyone knows of a movie that'll scare the shit out of me, kudos. Send it my way. I'd love to hear it. So we'll see. But yeah, entrails flying all over the place and he tries to kill a monkey. Monkey doesn't die. We jump years later and this is where we start meeting the brothers. Who, Corey, I had no idea that was the same actor for both brothers.
Really? How? They look exactly the same.
Well, I know they're supposed to be like twins, but they look so different based on like the personality and the stuff that they were wearing. It just felt like they were really two different people. And yep. Dude, one of them rocking JNCOs. I'm like, first of all, where are you getting JNCOs for this movie? Like, what asshole still has them? Just like, you know what? I'm going to let this movie studio, have these JNCOs so they can use this on their lot or whatever. I don't know. Maybe someone just got like ginormous pants and put a J on it for JNCO.
Maybe.
You remember those big ass JNCO pants that look like dresses?
The flare out at the bottom?
Yeah, but they flare out so wide that when you're walking, it literally looks like they're wearing a dress. Someone was walking in the movie with one of those. I'm like, oh man, this is taking me back. I love JNCOs. The pockets, endless pockets. And you could just dive your whole arm into them.
Yeah. I think
you never had JNCOs, did you? Because you always wear shorts.
I believe it or not, I did wear pants in my
days,
and I did own JNCOs.
You did own JNCOs?
Yeah, probably
JNCO
because
shorts?
Of porn. But, no, but I would wear a pair of JNCO shorts if that ever became a thing again.
Bring it back, JNCO. What the fuck? Make it happen. So if,
you'll save money because you're only making half a pair of pants.
They'll still be the same price, probably more.
Yep.
Dude, it's like tank tops, right? Those things go for more money than t-shirts sometimes.
Yeah, and it's half a shirt or less than half a shirt.
Yeah, you don't have sleeves. And then it's got like the low cut to it. Think like basketball shirts, right? Those things are fucking crazy expensive. They don't have sleeves. So you're getting less shirt and paying more money. I think you're going to have the same deal with JNCO shorts.
Yeah, JNCO shorts need to happen. I bet we'd have lines at stores of people trying to buy JNCO shorts.
Yeah.
I saw people lining up today at Trader Joe's for these stupid tote bags that everyone's obsessed with right now. Literally
tote bags?
Lying out the front door for people to buy this tote bag.
Oh, okay.
Yep, at Trader Joe's.
Wow. That's kind of like when people were lined up for those Stanley cups.
Oh, that still happens.
That still happens?
Yeah, because you can flip them because people collect those.
Yes, you do. It's kind of like Starbucks cups. People collect those too.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you find them, you buy them, you resell them for double.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. So again, the deaths in this movie are bonkers. And the second death we see is the babysitter getting nicely decapitated at a hibachi restaurant.
Yeah.
But blink and you miss it, because I think I looked down for a second as I was taking notes, and all of a sudden I just see the line forming, and I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck did she just get her head cut off? Like, what happened? I had to rewind it just so I can see it actually happen, because you didn't see the knife like go through or anything like that. Not to mention, this hibachi chef, it's not like he had a katana on him. He had a regular knife. Somehow, he must have just extended way too far, and with his infinite skill of making, like, rice hearts, cuts her head.
Rice hearts and onion towers.
Yes, exactly. Cuts her head off, and it doesn't fall down. It just basically, like, all the way through, and just kind of head slides down right onto the hibachi grill, and that's funeral number one for them.
So the next scene is the funeral for this woman that just died.
Mm-hmm.
But she got beheaded a scene ago, and now they have an open casket funeral or wake or whatever. And then it's just open casket after she got beheaded.
Yeah, maybe they threw a turtleneck on or something.
Turtleneck and chains?
Yeah, it's the turtleneck and chains. Exactly. So they throw a turtleneck on. You don't have to worry about sewing up too much. You just have to make sure it stays in place. Maybe they put like, you've seen Idle Hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know in the scene where one of the characters gets his head cut off,
mm-hmm.
and they decide to get one of those like two-prong deals, and they stick the head on one side, and then they jam the handle part into the body that was still kind of walking around. Maybe they did something like that.
Okay.
Just a little stake inside, you know, keep it in place.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fucked up to have a wedding with an open casket for a person that got their head chopped off.
You mean a funeral, not a wedding.
What? Yes, funeral.
Edit
that all out.
We haven't said an edit in a while.
Wow.
What kind of weddings are you going to?
Good
you
ones.
And I were just at a wedding. I don't remember any decapitations happening there. Greg's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Edit.
Edit. Oh, man. So, yeah, a little crazy that open casket happened because not only was the head just lopped off, there was also, like, the burning from the hibachi grill because there's no way someone's going to want to take that head off the grill that quick. And just be like, oh, you know what? We fucked up. Let's pull this off. Oh, there's the skin pulling off. Great. So decapitated head, half the face burnt off, basically, and somehow still had an open casket. Good for them. That who's the guy that like dresses up the bodies and shit?
Dresses up what?
Well, like, you know, gets them prepared for
funeral director.
No, not the funeral director. It's something else.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know the name either. Hold on, Googling.
It's going to come to me. Why don't you look it up real
what
quick?
Is the person?
And I'll just continue talking. And this fucking priest man was ridiculous. Just, it is what it is.
Mortician.
The mortician, thank you. Mortician. We should have known that. What the fuck? So, the priest was completely absurd. He looked like one of those kids who probably just smokes dabs out back and just comes in and he's like, oh, whoa, dude. Yeah, I'm doing a funeral right now. She died. It is what it is.
She's dead.
She's dead. Uppercase D-E-D dead. I hope that's at my funeral.
Uppercase D-E-D?
Yeah. He died. Uppercase D-E-D dead.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Well, one of us isn't going to be around. You know, we're not going to both be around at the same time, I'm sure, so.
If we both go at the same time, that's fucked up.
Yeah, probably.
This ain't the Notebook. You and I are not going at the same time.
That's like the third Notebook reference we've made in like the past 2 weeks.
Well, because we were talking about Hard Eyes a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, your rom-com obsession.
Yeah, my rom-com obsession. Even though it's not a rom-com, it's just a rom-drom.
Oh, is that much different?
Romedy?
A romedy, okay.
A romedy. That's going to be a thing. People are going, fuck, I like it.
Yep.
All right.
You started
whatever.
A trend.
You can have that. That one's free. You can have it. So yeah, let's get back into this. And afterwards, they go dancing like they didn't just see their babysitter decapitated in a casket. Okay, whatever. And it's important I mention that because it's said later again in the movie. Now, I did like how this movie used a lot of callback references, and it made for some hilarious scenes. And I'll talk about one of those scenes later on, but some of the shit that brother said, the one that was wearing the JNCOs, Bill, some of the shit that he would say to his brother, it was so fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, say it or I'll eat the rest of the placenta, bro. Like, oh my God. And this is when Hal is like, I wish he was dead. And he said that to the monkey. The monkey starts friggin' playing drums. And then the mother dies. So Hal accidentally killed his mother with the monkey. And that was like funeral two. These kids have just done nothing but go to funerals. Now, after
it's pretty much the same thing when they're adults as well.
Yeah. They're just surrounded by so much death.
Yeah, and that's like one of the things that I really liked was Hal basically just wore his suit 24/7. He slept it and everything because he's going to a funeral every day.
Yes. And man, it gets fucking chaotic. It gets real chaotic. They go and live with their aunt and uncle. And the uncle is actually the director of this movie, which is Osgood Perkins. And he's rocking these fucking mutton chops, man. He looks like a scummy, like, aunt's boyfriend deal. He's like, yeah, yo, feel bad, kid. And we're a bunch of swingers. And it's like, okay. Yeah, so they're like hanging out with them. They decide they're going to test the monkey and say to kill someone. And of course, he dies. And like I said, these kids do nothing but just go to funerals. They're so used to it at this point. And they're like, well, could have been someone else. They're like, whatever. Or it could have been worse. Whatever. And then we jump ahead to the adult years. So now we're starting to see that Hal doesn't have much of a really good life. He works at a fucking not a convenience store. He works at a grocery store. And his boss is just some vaping kid, man. You know what I didn't talk about, by the way?
What?
Is the epic fashion in which Osgood Perkins died. Crushed to death by horses. Dude.
This movie's all over the place.
It's fucking crazy. He looked like, and I wrote it down because it's like the most ridiculous looking death. He looked like a bag of refried beans.
Yep.
They open the sleeping bag up and it just like peels open and it is nothing but flesh. Just crushed up bones and flesh. It looks like refried beans. It's gnarly. And obviously they have the funeral and then later on, the monkey make another return. And man, this aunt of theirs got fucking annihilated.
Is this Lois?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Lois. Lois is the mom.
Was this with the pool?
No, because that's just some random lady that
right.
exploded.
Okay.
I'm talking the aunt where they were staying with her. She wakes up. She hears the monkey playing. And then she falls onto a bunch of fishing lures.
Oh, right. I've had fish hooks stuck in my fingers before, and that shit sucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got that, like, not only the hook, but it's got, like, the extra hook on the end.
Yeah, the barb.
Yeah. See, I don't know that because I don't fish really ever. I miss it, though. I haven't fished in a very long time.
We should go. Fun.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Got to get myself a fishing rod, but, yeah, good to go.
All right.
So she lands in a box of fishing lures, which I'm thinking this is going to be a fucking ICW bump soon enough. Danny's got to make it happen.
Fishing hooks?
Yeah.
CZW used to do it, I believe.
Oh, my God. Fishing hook bumps, man. These guys are nuts.
Fishing hook. I know they did, like, Christmas ornaments with fishing hooks in them.
Oh, my God.
Like the clear ones?
Yeah. Jeez. Brutal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she gets fishing hooks to the face, and then she gets her head lit on fire by the stove, and she decides to run out of the house with her head on fire and face first into, like, a stake sticking out.
Right.
This woman's face was just not meant to survive.
She went through it for like a good 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it all ended
saying.
With a stick and with a post in the face.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. This is very comical. It's almost Tom and Jerry-esque how insane it is. So it's absolutely insane. Then we see Hal all grown up. He's kind of estranged from his son or sees him like once a year type deal because... You know, he's around so much evil and so much death that he doesn't want his son to be around him, which, I mean, that's fair. So, another crazy death. The pool scene. Why don't you talk about the pool scene for a second?
I mean, there's really not much to talk about. We just see a woman try to dive in a pool, and what is it, Hal's telling her not to?
Yep.
And, yeah, she dives in the pool. Was it an air conditioner or something?
Yes.
That was causing the current to go to the pool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like a faulty air conditioner. Yeah, so this woman jumps off a diving board and just explodes the second she touches the water.
Now,
like, she is capital D-E-D.
Oh, my God, yes. They explode in such epic fashions in this movie. I swear, everyone's bodies are made of plastic bags and blood inside.
Refried beans?
Refried beans. They're all just filled with refried beans exploding everywhere. And this woman jumping off the diving board... You would think if the pool is electrified, she's going to go in and just be electrified on impact. not explode.
Look like somebody stuck a firecracker inside of a tomato.
Exactly. It's like the whole movie is like that. So many people are dying because of this fucking monkey. Now, what's happening is we get Bill, who earlier in the movie clearly went crazy from seeing his mother die over a ridiculous aneurysm where blood is basically coming out of every hole in her
that
face.
That looked awesome.
Yeah, that would look. That
her
looked
face
really cool.
Is stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, the actress Tatiana Maslany, did you recognize her?
Yes.
Did you, okay. But, from She-Hulk?
Yeah, that's right. I looked that up later and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
The late, great She-Hulk. I actually did like that show.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't hear a lot of like rave reviews about it.
Mm-hmm. No.
I heard a lot of people shitting on the CGI.
Yeah, CGI was kind of iffy sometimes, but I thought the show was great.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, that's the end of it because there was only one season.
Oh.
Got canceled.
At that point. Well, okay, well, that sucks. I don't know. They're canceling all sorts of Marvel shows, aren't they?
Not Marvel, but like Star Wars get a lot of stuff canceled.
Well, what about WandaVision?
WandaVision. I don't think it got canceled. They just haven't made a new season yet because they're doing a Vision show.
Oh, I would say it's probably dead in the water then if they're doing a Vision show.
Maybe. I don't know. It's in the same universe, so.
Yeah. So good for Vision getting multiple shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to get Ultron back. I think they're going to bring Ultron back in one of these. Oh. So.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Ultron was awesome. Who knows if they'll get the same actor to do the voice, though, because he was awesome.
Yep.
I like the Age of Ultron.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So
plus Doomsday comes out either next year or the year after, and they're bringing back, like, everyone for that movie, so.
Oh, yeah. Like Dr. Doom?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Did you see who's playing him?
Yeah, I did. I don't know how I feel about it, and he'll kill it. I know he will. I have no doubts about Robert Downey Jr. fucking killing it.
Yeah, but the problem is he already played a character in the Marvel Universe that died.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was just going to say, is that people are going to see him and they're going to think Iron Man, Tony Stark. That's what they're going to think. They're not going to think Doctor Doom.
Right. And but the thing is there's a story, well, a comic, where Tony Stark and Doctor Doom switch bodies, essentially. So people think that that might be what they're doing.
Okay, that would make sense then.
But who knows?
But he's very much dead, D-E-D dead, from the Infinity Stone. Like, uppercase, all caps, just very much dead. So
yeah, so Victor Von Doom found a way to possess Tony Stark.
Okay, so maybe that's what's happening. But what if he gets unpossessed, right? Now Tony Stark is dead again.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I don't know. Movie magic.
Yeah, Iron Man, Demon in an Armor is the name of the story, where the two of them switch bodies.
Like Freaky Friday.
Which also is getting a sequel.
It is.
After
who would have
20
thought?
Fucking years.
There's no need. Jamie Lee Curtis, you just won an Oscar. What are you doing?
Right?
Like, move on. Move on from this lunacy.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis, you know who was in this fucking movie? That little bastard that ruined Halloween.
I thought you were going to say Elijah Wood.
Well,
when you
yeah.
said little bastard.
Well, Elijah Wood was in the movie for a split second. I thought they were fucking with us because Hal is just sitting there reading a book at the grocery store and it's got Elijah Wood on it. I'm thinking this is just some little Easter egg. Like, wait a second, that's fucking Elijah Wood right there. But no, we get a small little cameo from Elijah Wood, 30 seconds. And he's being like a ridiculous author who claims to be an expert in fatherhood.
Yep. He said, pay me.
Yep. Pay me. That's it. And he was in there maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, something like that. It's really short. About as long as Adam Scott was in the movie. So they had some known names in this movie just doing these little fucking things.
Who's the little bastard that ruined Halloween, by the way?
Oh. Oh. The guy in Halloween Ends? Rohan Campbell.
Oh, Thrasher. Right. Yes. Okay.
I was like, that guy looks familiar. And then as soon as I look it up, I'm like, oh, that motherfucker from Halloween Ends, that son of a bitch who ruined the whole fucking movie.
I didn't need any help ruining that movie. I mean, if he wasn't even in that movie, it was still shit.
Yeah, I could see that. Michael Myers was like, oh, I'm old and fragile as opposed to like being kind of the entity he was.
I'm old and fragile and I live in a tunnel now underground.
Yeah. I mean, Halloween Kills, he was a fucking maniac.
So was that his apprentice, Rohan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. All right.
So, oh God, he was awful.
Well, he got it in this movie, so he could pay for it.
Oh, yes, he did, in epic fashion.
He paid for it.
Yep. The monkey was doing his thing again, except the key was turned by Hal's son, Petey. So this is the first time that Hal's son is meeting Bill, because he didn't even know really anything about his father. Hal doesn't really tell him that he's got an uncle. He doesn't tell him about the monkey, that's for sure. He doesn't tell them how grandmother died, nothing like that. No information, because he just doesn't want him involved in that whole shit that they're dealing with. And Bill is off the fucking rails, man. Bill has been using the key for the monkey to kill all sorts of people in town. Not just to kill like people in town, but he's trying to kill his brother. And every time he tries, some rando in town dies. And they're dying in the most epic fashions.
Yep.
There's a lawnmower scene.
Oh, I love lawnmower scenes.
Yeah, which is great. This guy's just getting fucking, he's under the lawnmower just getting diced up. And there's a guy like behind the fence just watching it happen. Blood all over the face, drinking a beer, probably in pure shock.
Yep.
Then another lady gets bit by a cobra on a golf course in Maine. And Hal was like, is there cobras in Maine? Which there is not. Let me tell you. I can guarantee you there are no cobras in Maine. And if there are, they're being imported. The realtor then got exploded again by a shotgun that fell from the closet. And this was right in front of Hal. The deaths in this movie are completely absurd.
They're like definitely creative.
Very creative. Very over the top. Especially the scene where Thrasher kid, he shot a hole through the windshield of a car because he had the gun to Hal's head because he wants the monkey back. He found the monkey at the estate sale. He brought it to Bill. Bill refuses to give it back to him. He wants it because it reminds him of his dad. So he thinks that like by taking Hal hostage, it's his way of being able to get the monkey back. He shoots a hole through the windshield and there's this ginormous ass bee's nest in front of them.
And he becomes Candyman.
Yep, he becomes Candyman. All the bees straight into his mouth. And it's just like filling up his insides. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And so basically what happens after this is that Hal and Bill reunite. They try to be like friends. The monkey gets set off again. And Bill gets his head blown off by a cannon with a bowling ball in it.
Can't make this shit up.
I'm not making this shit up. It is completely absurd. And it's funny because that's a callback to when Hal wanted to kill his brother by dropping a bowling ball on his head. And it happened. Except he wasn't the one that did it. The monkey just decided to do it. But the monkey got real pissed off at Bill. And the amount of deaths that were happening in this short span of time was insane. The plane going down.
Yep, raining bodies from people that just got married.
Yep, because Petey was mentioning how, hey, you want to go skydiving? It looks like they do weddings.
Yep.
And then
another callback like you referenced before.
I love the callbacks. I love those because it's like wrapping things up in a nice bow.
Mm.
Like you don't just make those little references and just throw it away. You make those references and then you use them later for pure comedic gold. And that's what this was, is that the husband, wife, and the pilot all dropping through the ceiling. You see the plane crashing in the background. It's completely nuts. So Bill dies, Petey and Hal, they leave, they take the monkey with them. And I see what might be Corey's favorite death.
We're talking about the post-credit scene?
No.
Or the bus?
Wait, there's a post-credit scene?
Not post-credit. No, because we see this. No, there's not. But the bus with all the kids?
No. Not that.
Oh, that the baby, was cool too.
Like the baby carriage on fire?
Yes.
Just the baby alone on fire. The mother trying to like push the carriage and get the baby home, I'm thinking. But that baby's toast.
Literally toast.
Literally. But
baby s'mores.
Baby s'mores. Oh, my God. Gross. Baby s'mores. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah. And then they just drive off. They decide they're going to keep the monkey. They're going to make sure it's safe, that they just keep an eye on it. And who knows? Maybe later on it turns into like this whole cult of the monkey or guild that protect the monkey. And you'll see like a movie 500 years down the line where they find the monkey in a cave or some shit. I don't know. Some Fifth Element stuff. But we'll have to see for the sequel because it's wide open. They just drove off with the monkey. And everyone's dying in epic fashion. The cheerleaders all got decapitated by a truck driving by. It's great.
Yeah.
A lot of insanity.
Left it wide open. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing a sequel. It's not like I hated this by any means, you know?
Yeah. But I think I know what you mean by, like, why the score you gave it. So why don't we just go into it then? Corey, what do you give the monkey?
So this gets a 3 out of 5. I think the gore was really well done and the death scenes were great, but I feel like the story really didn't go anywhere and the ending was just awkward. It just ended very weird, I thought. Cinematography, really well done. I loved the sound design. I thought that was next level. And I'll never look at one of those clapping monkey toys the same way ever again.
Never. No, fuck that. All set. For me, a little different. I decided to go with a 4 out of 5 on this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little higher. I had a lot of fun watching this. Not what I expected at all for a movie, because I honestly expected something with a darker and more serious tone, but this was like a mix of Final Destination meets Annabelle. So it was fun. It was a fun movie. The acting was fine, which is kind of what hurt it for me. And towards the end of the movie, I started feeling like it was going a bit off the rails with Bill being crazy, wearing his old funeral tux with flames around his stomach. But the deaths were often hilarious and over the top. And the comedic aspect of it was pretty good. So if you want a fun watch with absurd deaths and some good laughs, then The Monkey is for you. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies and be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.